You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Mr. Brian Freeman, the CEO and founder at Heartbeat, an influencer agency that pairs companies with nearly 250,000 micro influencers. How cool is that? And Mr. Freeman, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. So for starters, tell us, what is Heartbeat?
Yeah, sure. So, Heartbeat is what we call a social marketing technology, and the idea is to connect brands or your brand with millennial and Gen Z consumers who you're trying to reach. So we make it super simple for brands to build a community of eager brand loyalists online and then activate them to do things like answering survey questions, engaging with key content pieces, creating large-scale user-generated content campaigns on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or Snapchat. And we have like an iOS and Android application that makes this really easy for the consumers to tap into the brand. And for brands, we have a pretty robust back-end set of tools that kind of help them manage everything. And whether they've hired us to kind of do it all for them or they're doing it themselves, they've got a ton of online tools for that. And we've got about 200,000 users on our platform. We've done almost 50,000 pieces of sponsored content. So those are unique posts on Instagram, which is pretty crazy. And we're doing about 50,000 survey questions every day.
That is absolutely awesome. Impressive. How do you help brands reach influencers?
So one thing to just remember is that everybody has some form of influence. Just some people have gathered up a pretty large audience on Instagram to kind of get the word out there, and they've done that around usually a specific theme. But the kind of cool thing about millennials and young Gen Z is that they've never known a world without social media. So they all have Instagram accounts, especially in the U.S. The kind of penetration on or kind of market adoption for young people for Instagram is pretty much 100%. So everybody's got an Instagram account, and we've made it really easy for no matter how many followers you have to get paid to engage with brands. We've just layered a bunch of technology on top of that so brands get the people that they're looking for. So a brand will come to us and tell us the type of demographics that they're after, the age, the location information, what they're trying to accomplish, what's their marketing objective, whether it's new sales, brand awareness, content they want to reuse across their sites or their own social accounts, you name it. And we kind of tool it up to make sure that that's the outcome that they get.
Tell us, Mr. Freeman, how does one actually become considered as an influencer?
So that's that might be an existential question, but I'll try to answer it to the best of my ability. So you can become an influencer with just a small number of followers, as long as you've kind of taken the time to think about how you're sending out a message and whether you're kind of doing that in a semi-professional way. I think there's a lot of different definitions of what an influencer is. And like I said, we think everybody has a little bit of it. But if you're somewhere around the 3,000 follower plus range, you're starting to get into influencer territory on Instagram. People don't typically have 3,000 followers of their friends and family. So at that point, you've kind of gone out of your way to use some hashtags, to draw in some audience that doesn't know you personally. So we consider anybody who's got a following of 3,000 plus and is trying to kind of do content creation on social media professionally, an influencer. And then from there, it's just a matter of degree. People have, of course, many more followers than that. And as you go kind of up the follower scale, then you're just kind of getting higher and higher priced. And often you're getting more and more fake followers, which can be a problem.
Today, we are joined by Mr. Brian Freeman, the CEO and founder at Heartbeat, an influencer agency that pairs companies with nearly 250,000 micro-influencers here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Freeman, what is success for brands?
So a lot of it depends on what the brand is specifically looking to do, because we have a lot of different things that you can do on Heartbeat. So for example, if you're a smaller emerging kind of maybe direct to consumer makeup brand, for example, you're kind of in your fledgling stages, you're just getting going. We have a tool that allows you to build a brand page on Heartbeat, kind of like a Facebook page, and then sync up your kind of Shopify account or Stripe or however it is you're collecting customer data and recruit those people into an audience onto our platform to engage with them. And we kind of like an instant community. That's a super valuable tool for a young business that's trying to quickly do R&D and run survey questions, which on our platform are free, or get better insights about who's buying their stuff, or find people with large followings who have already purchased it and ask them, hey, do you want to do this professionally? Do you want to hey, I can send you some stuff for free and you can post for me. This is a very kind of common way for smaller businesses or emerging brands to engage with their audiences and turn those into new sales. So if you're a smaller business, you're always looking to drive additional cash flow, additional sales. If you're one of our larger clients, I mean, we're working with some pretty big names at this point, you're looking for things like better repeat purchase or better brand awareness around a new show that you're launching, or better attendance at your retail outlet. We're working with Drybar right now, and they're driving people in store, and they're also driving awareness for a new hair care product that they've launched. So depends on the type of business that you are, the exact outcome that you're looking for. And then another thing that would be fantastically successful for a brand, and we've done this multiple times, is getting reusable content from real consumers that you can place into your kind of e-commerce experience. So a really good example of this, and this isn't a client of ours, but they've done something really similar, just kind of drafting on the energy that they create in the marketplace, is Glossier. So if you go to Glossier's website, you're going to see a feed of real people who Glossier is featuring on their homepage. And these are just people who tag them in their Instagram posts. This is part of a massive trend in the U.S. right now of being able to accept yourself, understanding that consumers are – you can be a fantastic part of a brand's growth, whether you're an influencer or not. So brands will sometimes come to us and say, hey, how do we create one of those movements? And we'll help architect a campaign for them where we're getting product in the hands of hundreds or maybe thousands of consumers who are going on to their personal Instagram and telling that story. So that kind of helps drive traffic to the site. That helps the brand kind of understand more about how consumers are perceiving them. What are some of those survey question responses that we set up for the brand? How does the brand make decisions now that they've got that info? And then reuse the content. So anyway, sorry if that was too long of an answer.
Not at all, and we appreciate the thorough response. Most helpful. Now, where do you see influencer marketing going into the future?
We're hoping to drive a lot of the positive change in that industry. I think where that's going is that real people who are just not necessarily looking to do this professionally start to get involved a lot more. So that means whether you have 100 followers or 200 followers, you're not really thinking about how many followers you have. You're kind of just excited to be a part of a brand's story. And we're building tools that hopefully allow brands to kind of do that and engage with people regardless of their audience size. And I think that that's where we see it going, is that a lot more people start to get involved and get into the influencer game. The other thing is that we're starting to see new types of influencers emerge on the new emerging platforms like Twitch. So a lot of young men are following, and young women too, but primarily young men are following these influencers on Twitch. And people can easily broadcast from an Xbox or a PlayStation, and those integrations are built into the platform. So we're seeing rapid adoption on audiences for new audiences on Twitch for influencers there. And I think as new types of things emerge, you're going to see influencers kind of finding niches on each one of those platforms. TikTok is the new rebranded Musical.ly. That's starting to take off. You're seeing those promotions on Sunday Night Football. So you should see a lot of new adoption there. So I think it's participation and then new types of influencers that we haven't thought of yet.
Fantastic information, and it does show you that technology certainly has changed the times and changed the game. Really awesome information here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
My conclusion is this, that it doesn't matter how big you are. You do not need to be e-network to get influencers going on behalf of your brand. You just need to have a decent Instagram account. Now, follow some big beauty brands. Try and copy what they're doing in terms of aesthetic or style. And then reach out to people you think are represent what you're trying to do on Instagram directly. Send them a direct message. Ask them to kind of be sponsored by you. And try and work out some kind of deal where you're giving them free stuff or something like that. And that would let you just dip your toe into the water if this is something that's interesting to you and you're a business owner in the U.S. It's not something to be afraid of, and you can get away with doing some very low cost experiments. So my advice is just to get out there, give it a shot, and see if it does anything for your business. And then if that's something you want to learn more about, go ahead and reach out to us, and we'll help you do it.
And that sounds great. And how can listeners be in touch accordingly and also get further information on your agency, Heartbeat?
Yeah, so our website is getheartbeat.co. We've got a number of different little forms on there. Just put your information in, and someone will get back to you ASAP.
That's certainly easy enough. Again, Mr. Freeman, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your week.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Brian Freeman, the CEO and founder at Heartbeat, an influencer agency that pairs companies with nearly 250,000 micro-influencers. And for further details and for contact, visit getheartbeat.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.